The Book of Romans, Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Yahshua the Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated to the good news of Yahweh, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Yahshua the Messiah, our Master, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of Yahweh with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith amongst all Gentiles for his name, among whom you are also called of Yahshua the Messiah, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua the Messiah. First, I thank my Elohim through Yahshua the Messiah for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For Yahweh is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the good news of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of Yahweh to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit amongst you also, even as amongst other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the good news to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the good news of the Messiah, for it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to every one that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of Yahweh revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all wickedness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them, for Yahweh has showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and majesty, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew Yahweh, they esteemed him not as Yahweh, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the magnificence of the uncorruptible Elohim into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause Yahweh gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not fit, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of Yahweh, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. End of chapter.